Well, hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 5th of April and today is Easter Day. Welcome to the live stream, whether you're with us live or you're watching on catch up. St John's is a growing community. We are centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here and it's good to have you with us. Today is Easter Day, where we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead and all that that means for us. Now, if you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally. And your comments will act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. Regular members of our community will know that we have a Facebook page, and usually we stream live to Facebook as well. But last week, our Facebook page was deleted by Facebook, surely an error, and we haven't managed to restore it yet. So just for the moment, we're on YouTube only. First out of the gate today was Tracy. And Tracy says, hi, love you all. Happy Easter. And back at you, Tracy. It was lovely to see you and your mum today in St John's. It really was great to have you here on the live stream. Next up was Oscar. Oscar says, he is risen. Happy Easter all. He is risen indeed, Oscar. It's great to have you with us and we'll see you later. And we're very much looking forward to your baptism. After Oscar comes Addy, and Addy says, hello everyone. A sunny but windy Easter Sunday here. Yeah, it has been sunny and windy all day. And we're in for some warm weather, I think, this next week. It was great to have you with us. Janet says, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is risen today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is risen indeed, Janet. And it's good to have you with us. Bjorn joins us across the North Sea there. And he says, good afternoon, everyone. I hope you've had a good week. Greetings from sunny northern Germany. And greetings to you, Bjorn. Lovely to have you with us. Moving across, maybe straight line-ish, going west, actually, to North Yorkshire. Ruth, happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter to you, Ruth. Lovely to have you with us. And we have, Arminia Sempra, which I think, whoops, just hit the mic, I think is Myrta. Myrta, lovely to have you with us. And Myrta says, hello, dear community. Hello, happy Easter. Well, happy Easter to you. And in fact, there we are. It is Myrta. It is indeed. And just as we roll into spring, for Myrta in Montevideo in Uruguay, autumn has just arrived and it's already quite cold and overcast. Oh, we shall think of you, Myrta. We will. And it's great to have you with us. And Paul joins us from Pont Prenai. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. And happy Easter. Yes, indeed. Happy Easter to you. Hello to Ruth, who I know watches on catch up. And it's good to have you here. And hello to Janet, who I think is still recovering and therefore will be watching us on catch up as well. Very special welcome if you're with us on the phone. So hello to Iris and to Jane and Jane's friends. Hello to Ivy, Marilyn and Helen. You are all welcome. So in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We're in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for Easter Sunday. It's read for us with a bit of snap by Adele.
Collect for Easter Day. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen.
Amen indeed, Adele. Amen. So, today's Gospel reading is the Resurrection Gospel. It's from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20. We start it at verse 1, and it was recorded for us and read for us today by Teo.
A reading from John, chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she had told him that he said these things to her.
Thank you, Tayo. And now here's Joe with his address.
Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia, alleluia. But why does that matter? What does it mean when we say this? Perhaps we think of salvation, something being accomplished. Perhaps we think of death being defeated. Perhaps as a sign that Jesus comes from God, a confirmation that his life and teaching is true. And yet, to begin to grasp the resurrection, we have to hold together two things. First, the beauty of Jesus' life, and second, the reality, even the tragedy of his death. Easter only really makes sense when we clearly see what came before the death and resurrection. Jesus, he lived a life turned toward others, towards compassion and truth, to those on the edges. He refused easy divisions. He wouldn't reduce people to categories. In him, we see perfect goodness, truth and mercy held together. And yet, when that kind of goodness stands before us, it does something unsettling. It exposes us. It shows us what we would rather not see in ourselves. And so this pattern begins. It repeats throughout human history. Faced with perfect goodness, humanity didn't simply receive it, still doesn't simply receive it. We resisted it. We turned against it. We gathered our discomfort, our fear, and our anger, and we directed it somewhere else in violence towards him, towards Jesus, the one true good person. And so the cross, it reveals something stark and something uncomfortable. When perfect goodness stood among us, we rejected it. We pushed it away. We met it not with openness, but with violence. Not because it deserved it, but because this is the pattern that we fall into. The cross, it shows us this not as an accusation, but as a recognition. But luckily, the cross is not the end. If that story continued as we might expect in the pattern of violence, then resurrection would bring judgment, a settling of scores. Jesus would be entitled to anger after all of that rejection. But that is not what we're given. Instead, the risen Jesus comes with peace, with presence, with wounds still visible, but without assigning blame. Where we expect condemnation, we're met with peace. Where we expect blame, we're met with presence. Where we expect distance, we're met with life, intimacy. The resurrection is God's refusal to meet our violence with more violence. And in that, something new becomes possible. A life not shaped by fear or blame, but by forgiveness, truth, and a love that doesn't need an enemy. And that is the life that we are called to live. And it begins really simply with noticing. Noticing where those same patterns of violence are alive in us in some way, and allowing something different to grow in its place, something more Christ-like. Christ has risen, alleluia, alleluia. Not only a statement about Jesus, but a declaration about the life that we're invited into. That even when we reject goodness, God does not reject us, but draws us into the life and light of God. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Joe. And so now we do come to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or anything on your heart at this time, please do feel free to put it into the comments on YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. And so let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world, and in the power of the Spirit. Holy God, we give you thanks for this community of St. John. We thank you for all that we do in your name and for your great blessings for us. We thank you for each and every one of us. We pray for all members of our community who are in need of your healing touch this day. We pray too for the world you have created. We pray for places where violence seems to reign at this time. We pray for our siblings in Gaza, in Palestine, the Holy Land. We pray for those of all faiths and none. We pray for the people of Israel and for the people of Lebanon and the nations and cities in that area. We pray for the people of Iran at this time. We pray for an end to the violence in all of these places. We hold before God the Uyghurs of China, the people of Hong Kong and Taiwan and Tibet. We pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for those who fear the power of the United States, and amongst them the people of Venezuela and Colombia and Greenland. We pray for peace in our world. With Janet, we pray for Nodi and Marceline for their wedding on the 13th of April, next week. With Myrta, we pray for her mother-in-law who passed peacefully away yesterday. With Aidan, we pray for those who find this time difficult as opposed to joyful. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, and amongst them for Susan and Sylvia, for Marilyn, for baby Sophie, for Snow's Uncle David, Celeste's grandfather Bill, and for Angharad. We pray for all that is on our hearts this day. So let us commend to God the things indeed which are on our own hearts in a short time of quiet. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. But I'd like to thank you all for being part of St. John's Church, St. John's community, for all that we do here week by week. And as is our custom, there is no evening prayer this week. However, evening prayer will return next week from Monday the 13th of April. The live stream and the phone service will take a short break and return on Sunday the 10th of May. The recording of this service will still be available until the 10th of May. The Friday noon Eucharist will take a break and return on Friday the 8th of May. Sunday services will continue at St. John's as absolutely normal. We'll have the Eucharist each Sunday at 10. Evensong will continue each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us. You're very much part of our community. And when we return, all the links will be working to all the things that we have in our service here. And as we leave this service, here's God's blessing for each and every one of us. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, it's been glitchy, hasn't it? But I guess life is like that. Thank you for being with us today. We wish each and every one of you a blessed week. We'll end as ever with some photos. We'll start with a shot of a dark St. John's after the Maundy Thursday service. We'll then have a photo of our prayers at the foot of the cross from Good Friday. And we'll finish with some photos from today. Happy Easter. Pas Capus, Porb. Fro Ostern and Feliz Pascua. Hope I've pronounced the German and the Spanish properly. Go in the peace of Christ. Jubendithiog chi.